back by popular demand. It's The Great Look Show with Dr. Sam and Todd Shackin from the Aesthetic Associates Center, bringing you the latest in plastic surgery, skincare, and cosmetic and implant dentistry. Now, live from the ESPN 1520 studios, here are Drs. Sam and Todd Shackin.
And good morning, Western New York. I'm Dr. Sam Shackin, Jr. You're welcome here on the Great Look Show, which we have every Saturday morning at from 9:30 till 10 on AM 1520. And today we have a special guest here. Dr. Bernie Eisen is with us, and he's going to talk a little bit about dentistry. I just want to also do a shout-out for our sponsor, Russell's Steaks, Chops, and More. What better way to put your chops in that you get fixed up at the Aesthetic Associates Center, but into a steak from Russell Steaks? We know it's a fantastic place to go for dinner, a great place for a special event as well. So that's Russell Steakhouse. So thanks, Russell, for being our sponsor. Anyway, Dr. Bernie Eisen, welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, you know, we talked a little bit yesterday about what we might present to the listeners today, and I wanted to touch on that a little bit. You mentioned something that you have a particular interest in as far as dentistry goes. Can you fill us in on that?
Well, I'm really into a lot like Todd in, you know, total rehabbing a mouth, people with missing teeth, people who think the only outlook is just dentures. They can do rehabbing in multiple ways, mini implants with crowns on top, mini implants with complete dentures with attachments. I do some different things. I do some individual implants just to replace teeth because a lot of the science and is showing that you really need back teeth to preserve your front teeth. So a very famous dentist who was probably the king of implantology said, all of dentistry is biomechanical. And what that means to me is if you have an even bite, which means if you have a majority or almost all of your teeth, you stay in much better function, and you don't lose your front teeth as easy. Obviously, chewing, mastication is easier, digestion, etc. And ever since I heard the word biomechanical, I follow it to the T because I have just now change my practice, and when I look at patients with problems, they all seem to originate from a lack of function, and I use the word physics a lot, that there's too much pressure on the front teeth, that's why they're failing, there's too much pressure on the bicuspids, but if you have your molars and your hygiene is as good as you can keep it, you maintain your dentition.
Right. Well, you know, biomechanical is a big word, but really what it means to the patients out there that have dental issues is that you want to have good dentition that all comes together the proper way, and the dentist can help with that. And if there is some missing teeth or some teeth that are misplaced in the mouth, getting them in the right alignment is critical. Otherwise, I've been around this industry a long time, over 30 years with my dad and my brother, but it's almost like the domino effect. You know, you lose one tooth and everything starts to shift and creating stresses and issues. So, you know, I see patients in my practice that come in and, you know, I ask them to smile as I should just to see what their overall facial animation is. And if they're missing a tooth in the back, we send them over to the dental practice to get that fixed. So that's a nice thing about our practice. It's a one-stop shop.
Yes.
But I think that's really important. Let me just give the number out here now, because if you want to ask a question about plastic surgery or dentistry, Dr. Bernie Eisen is in the studio here with me today. The number to call is 716-803-1520. 716-803-1520, and we'd be happy to get your call on the air. So give us a call. The lines are open right now. So let's go back to that. So when they treat the posterior teeth, a lot of people don't see them back there, and if they have problems or they had extractions, they don't really care to do too much. But what do you tell that individual that you know, I mean, you just touched on a little bit.
The most common thing I see is if a patient is missing a molar, as an example, the second tooth from the back, which would be the first molar, I see five different teeth change their function. The two teeth next to where the missing teeth is and the teeth above where the missing tooth is, they hypererupt, which means they drop down, and then you're creating what we call periodontal pockets between the adjacent teeth. So just missing one tooth can create five different problems, and over time, the cost factor of replacing your one tooth, it will be far, far less than trying to recreate and or fix the five teeth that are out of occlusion.
Absolutely. That's just general mathematics.
Yes,
there.
It's math and physics.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, let me give those numbers again, and then we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back after the break. Number to call is 716-803-1520. You're listening to The Great Look Show. We'll be back in a moment with information and questions about plastic surgery and dentistry. I'm Dr. Sam Shatkin, Jr. from the Aesthetic Associates Center in Amherst. To look and feel your best, consider my personally developed S-Lift procedure or short recovery facelift. This two-layer lift makes for a short recovery and longer-lasting results. Schedule your free consultation today to learn more about the short recovery facelift or other treatments to rejuvenate and look your best. Call 839-1700 for the Aesthetic Associates Center or our Trey Array Spa, or go to our website, drshatkin.com.
Do you want to look better, be healthier, and feel better about yourself? Then tune in to ESPN 1520 every Saturday morning at 9:30 for The Great Look Show with Dr. Sam and Todd Shatkin from the Aesthetic Associates Center. Every week, the doctors will be taking your calls and bringing the latest in plastic surgery, skincare, and cosmetic and implant dentistry to the Western New York community. Learn how to feel great and look great every Saturday morning at 9:30 with the Aesthetic Associates Center on ESPN 1520.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Shatkin, Jr., board-certified plastic surgeon. Most people think that plastic surgery is only about surgery, but here at the Aesthetic Associates Center, we offer a full range of surgical and non-surgical procedures, treatments like rejuvenating skin care, laser treatments, and injectables like Botox and fillers could be just what you need to look great.
Call Dr. Shatkin at 839-1700 and look for their monthly specials online at lookgreat2020.com.
Show me a fillet, show me a strip, a Russell's cut, a ribeye, or a crab dip. Come dine with me just right. Where would you like to have dinner tonight? Russell's, of course, Russell's, of course. But where would you like to have dinner tonight? Russell's, of course.
Be my guest and let us do the rest.
And we're back on The Great Look Show. I'm Dr. Sam Shatkin, Jr., and along with me today, usually Dr. Todd Shatkin from the Aesthetic Associates Center, but today we have got Dr. Bernie Eisen, and we're talking about dentistry. And during the break, I touched base with him a little bit about what an experience he might have had that he can describe to the listeners about somebody that's got a missing tooth. What do you want to share with us, Bernie?
Maybe 4 or 5 months ago, I get a panicked mother calls me on a Sunday night and says her 27-year-old son got hit in the mouth with a hockey stick. And
was he playing hockey at the time?
Yes, he was playing.
He was playing hockey.
All right. And without seeing him, she described two teeth that were basically unable to be seen. So I assume they were fractured off at the roots. I saw him in the morning. I determined that due to the amount of fracture, some form of replacement was the wisest choice considering his age and what he desired as a replacement. So the teeth were extracted and implants were put in immediately. And with the implants at the two sites, we were able to fabricate a provisional temporary, which allowed him to leave the office with teeth. A provisional is not a long-term answer. The long-term answer is some form of crown and bridge or that will last multiple years. And as of right now, this 27-year-old hockey player is back playing hockey, and obviously without a mouth guard still, but that's what he's doing. And I sent him out for a shade because he was a difficult caller, and his work came out excellent, and he's thrilled. But
I'm sure it did come out excellent. And you bring up a good point, because sometimes these young adults don't want to walk around with missing teeth, even if they have to have a temporary. At least it gives them some restored smile appearance, because I think that's really important. I mean, nobody really wants to go around with missing teeth. Were those the front teeth?
The two central incisors.
Yeah, so sometimes patients don't listen to us because we tell them, you know, wear the mouth guard, or I tell them to, you know, wear a face mask if they're playing a physical sport, but they don't always want to listen to us. So what are you going to do? They break their nose, they break their... I took care of a patient this past week with a nasal fracture that was a soccer player, and he was... that's a sport that they don't wear equipment to protect their face and their head. And he got an elbow in the mouth and broke his in the face. He broke his nose. But Todd and I frequently, and I'm sure now with you on board with us, Dr. Eisen, we'll have some shared patients where we do take care of these injuries, and it's just too bad. Anyway, I want to give those numbers to call. We do have a caller on the air. I'm going to get to that in just a minute. If you want to get on with us right now, 803-1520, that's 716- 803-1520 is the number to call. Let's go to our first caller. We've got a caller on the air. And I just want to mention, if you do call us on the show, you're going to get a free in-office consultation with any of the doctors or staff at the Aesthetic Associates Center. So welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dr. Sam. I listened last week, and my wife and I, we were having coffee. And, I keep telling her how beautiful she is and everything, but we have four kids, and she just, you know, keeps pointing to her stomach, and I just want her to feel better. Is there anything that you can do plastic surgery-wise to help her?
Well, there's plenty of things we can do, actually, and thank you for giving us that call, because that's one of my favorite procedures is the mommy makeover, and it really entails not only changes to the tummy, which is what you just asked about, but also the entire body. Sometimes the weight gain and loss can affect the breasts. You can lose volume in the breast. You can certainly get sagging. It sometimes adds volume to the hips and to the legs, where that would be a procedure like liposuction. But to be specific towards your question, we frequently will do an abdominoplasty or a tummy tuck. And this procedure can be done if it's a mini tummy tuck. We can even do it right in our office surgery center, which we're a fully accredited facility, or we could do it at the hospital if it's a little bit more involved. But it's a great procedure to tighten up the muscles, to remove the extra skin, to shape and contour the hips, and give a beautiful appearance to a mommy. And I tell the women, you know, you got to blame those kids for something. So blame them for that, because they blame us for everything, of course, as parents. But, you know, they were the ones that created that. But we certainly can turn that around and make them look much better.
Thanks. What number should I call to make an appointment for?
Well, you can call the Aesthetic Associates Center, and the number is 716-839-1700. When you call, have her connect with the plastic surgery department at the Aesthetic Associates Center. And the other thing they can do is, if she wants to get some information on the weekend here, she can actually go to our website. It's greatlook.com, GR8, the number 8, LOOK.com, or drshatkin.com to learn more about plastic surgery, and Dr. T. Shatkin to learn more about dentistry. So we have a lot of information available for them. And because you did call, even though it's not your wife, we'll give your wife a free consultation if she wants to come to the office.
Thank you very much. Great show, and thanks for providing the service.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Well, we're really happy to do that. Thanks for calling. So the numbers are open. If you have a call, give us a question, give us a call, 803-1520, 716-803-1520. Be happy to get your questions on the air. If you do call us on the air, you're going to be getting a free in-office consultation with any of the doctors or staff at the Aesthetic Associates Center. Today, we've got Dr. Bernie Eisen in studio with us. He's talking about dentistry. I'm talking about plastic surgery and advanced skin care. You know, a lot of people don't realize that plastic surgery is not just about the surgery. we do frequently skin care management. We also have a weight loss program for those patients that are not quite ready for surgery if they need to lose a little weight. Sometimes they lose the weight and they don't need any surgery. We just get them back in shape with a little bit of discipline, and we're happy to do that too as well. We've got on staff a nutritionist and a registered dietitian that can help us with all of those problems. I also want to do a shout out to Russell's Steaks, Chops, and More. Russell's one of our sponsors now with the show, and we're happy to have them on board. If you need a great dinner, you go to Russell's. That's the place to go for wonderful food, especially steaks and chops. So let's go back a little bit to the dentistry. Dr. Burney, you're bringing up a few things. I did notice the other day that Dr. Todd has a lot of patients coming through that are looking for that teeth whitening. So you touched on a little bit about the shade that you had to offer them, but
yes.
You also promote the tooth whitening, I'm sure.
Yes, we
and
do.
Todd's got the iSmile Spa. But is there anything particular about that you can share with the listeners?
Well, how I use whitening a lot in my practice is when I place crowns which have color, as we try to match them to your own teeth, you know, sometimes we're off a little bit color-wise. We can be especially a little bit light or a little bit dark, and I have found the best way to meld the color, which means to get everything to look uniform, is to actually go through a bleaching session. So I've used iSmile multiple times, especially when there's a minor discrepancy in the front teeth. Rather than send the crowns back to the lab, the patients are wearing the crowns temporarily. They go into the iSmile Center and they get their session, and usually what we do then, we wait a few days because the colors do change slightly over a day or so due to hydration of the teeth, and then we're able to really fine-tune the color of the crowns.
Yeah, so you blend it in to match the teeth that are restored. Well, I had a patient in the office the other day, and we did a gummy smile management for her. And in our practice, gummy smile, in many cases, can be done with botulinum toxin, Botox. Yes. We can weaken the pull-up muscles around the mouth. And after we did that, then she was able to see the one tooth that she had, the central incisor right in the front, where it was darker than the others. And she told me that she had a history of an injury when she was just a child.
Yes.
And it's so is there a way to bleach that type of tooth, or is that not possible? Something that's sort of dead, she described it as a dead tooth, but it had that injury.
There's a couple of ways to do it. Number one, if the tooth had a endodontic procedure, which is a root canal procedure prior, we do a procedure called internal bleaching, where we'll take out the small filling where the root canal was done, and we put in a mixture of sodium perborate and hydrogen peroxide just on a pellet. It's totally non-invasive, and a majority of the time we get lightening of the darker tooth. That's the simplest way. The other way is to do an iSmile procedure where what happens is if a patient's teeth are generally fairly light, it's the darker tooth or the couple teeth on either side, they start to blend together. So the dark tooth no longer seems as dark, and the adjacent teeth just all suddenly have a uniform color, which makes the dark tooth fall in better. So there's multiple options. For an individual front tooth, I would probably say one of the last resorts would be a crown and bridge procedure, because it's very difficult to match an individual front crown to another front crown.
Can you use a veneer on that too?
You can use a veneer. Mm-hmm. That would be much more conservative than doing
a full crown.
A crown, but I would say, especially on a younger person, we would do 2, 3, 4 different modalities before we would consider doing one individual crown. Right. So the bleaching is excellent.
So before you change the full tooth structure, you might try to get it lightened. And I think that's really important. So I don't really know. I'm glad I asked you that question because I didn't really know how to answer her.
Yes.
Because all I usually do is send them over to the other side of the dental practice. But now I have a little more knowledge, and maybe some of the listeners today have more knowledge about things like that, that I can have a tooth fixed, whether it be missing from an injury or some distortion over their lifetime, or I know they also do the special rearrangement of the teeth with the clear liners. So there's a lot of things that the dentist can do. And what's really unique about the Aesthetic Associate Center, we've got a combination of full facial surgical aesthetics, full facial skin aesthetics, and then the smile can be done on the dental part of the practice, which is really unique in Western New York. There's no one else that has a combination of plastic surgery and dentistry all in one facility. So I like to call ourselves one-stop shop, but I think patients really can enjoy the benefits of that. And sometimes we'll walk them right over to the other side of the practice and we'll share those patients. We're going to take another break in just a second here, but I do want to give you the number to call. We have some lines open. The number to call is 716-803-1520, 716-803-1520. We'll be back in a moment on The Great Look Show.
Do you want to look better, be healthier, and feel better about yourself? Then tune in to ESPN 1520 every Saturday morning at 9:30 for The Great Look Show with Dr. Sam and Todd Shackin from the Aesthetic Associate Center. Every week, the doctors will be taking your calls and bringing the latest in plastic surgery, skincare, and cosmetic and implant dentistry to the Western New York community. Learn how to feel great and look great every Saturday morning at 9:30 with the Aesthetic Associate Center on ESPN 1520.
Thurman Thomas here. When making a first impression, nothing scores big like a great smile. That's why my family goes to Dr. Todd Shatkin at the Aesthetic Associate Center.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Shatkin. Our team at the Aesthetic Associate Center can give you that winning smile you've always wanted. From bonding, bleaching, to crowns, bridges, and even implants, we deliver expert dental care using the latest techniques and state-of-the-art equipment.
For a Hall of Fame smile, go with the pro, Dr. Todd Shatkin at the Aesthetic Associate Center.
Call 839-1700, online at drtshatkin.com. A proud partner of the Buffalo Bills.
Comfortable and quality dental care. Affordable prices, always fair. 839-1700 to call. Dr. Shatkin does it all. Replace missing teeth, stabilize your dentures. Visit the Aesthetic Associate Center.
Call us today for a free consultation.
'Cause happiness starts with a smile.
I'm Dr. Sam Shatkin Jr. from the Aesthetic Associate Center in Amherst. To look and feel your best, consider my personally developed S-Lift procedure or short recovery facelift. This two-layer lift makes for a short recovery and longer lasting results. Schedule your free consultation today to learn more about the short recovery facelift or other treatments to rejuvenate and look your best. Call 839-1700 for the Aesthetic Associate Center or our Trey Array Spa, or go to our website, drshatkin.com.
And welcome back to The Great Look Show. They're playing some sexy music, maybe because it was Valentine's Day yesterday, or I hope everybody enjoyed their Friday and Friday evening with their loved one. I'm Dr. Sam Shatkin Jr. talking about plastic surgery. Dr. Bernie Eisen here on The Great Look Show with us is talking about dentistry. We have some lines open. We have a couple more minutes for a phone call. If you want to give us a call, 803-1520. I'm always shocked about how fast the show goes. We're here in great conversation. We're talking about things that we do at the Aesthetic Associate Center and plastic surgery and dentistry. And it's just a lot of fun to share with everybody that can listen to us. But I just want to bring up something that we get frequent calls about. This time of year, people are starting to gear up for summer holidays, high school and college class reunions, special wedding events and activities. So in the plastic surgery part of the practice, we get a tremendous number of patients calling up and asking us questions. And one of the most common questions we get is, what can I do for the eyelids that are starting to block my vision? I have nowhere to put my makeup. For the women, or the men are frequently saying it's blocking their vision, or they're starting to look older and they're competing with some of the younger people in their businesses, and they just want to look refreshed. And that's a very, very simple procedure. We can do a blepharoplasty on them. And sometimes the upper blepharoplasty is actually covered by insurance if we can show that there's some visual blockage, if they have some visual field obstruction, we can even get that covered for them. But either way, we can offer that right at the Aesthetic Associates Center. And I alluded to this earlier. We are the only ambulatory surgery center in office-based surgery in Western New York that's been in business for over 30 years. Our father, Dr. Sam Shatkin Sr., set up the facility. We got full accreditation back in 1989, and we've had continued accreditation. The original operating room, we only had one. Now we're up to three operating rooms there, and it's a fully accredited facility for us to do plastic surgery and dentistry to provide the services for Western New York and for outside of Western New York. We actually have a number of individuals that come from outside. We have our fly-in program. You can look at our fly-in program if you like on our website at drshatkin.com and learn a little bit more about coming in from outside the Western New York area, because I know our voice right now is being heard in Southern Ontario, Pennsylvania, down into Florida, even and all across New York State. So that's the Great Look Show. I want to give one more shout out to Russell Steaks, Chops, and More. And there's a great place to go get your steak for a special event or just go for a great dinner. That's Salvatore's Russell Salvatore on Transit Road. Russell's great. I mean, he's very generous to the community. He's very philanthropic. Does a lot of things for all over Western New York. And just want to share that because Russell's now our sponsor for the Great Look Show. So we have another minute or so. Dr. Burney, anything else you want to add before we have to go to the next break?
What I see a lot of today is patients coming in with some form of what they deem to be TMJ. It seems to be the magical word for everything associated with their jaw, chewing, etc. And I guess my question is, does your practice with corrective surgery for Botox, et cetera, help TMJ, or does any of your procedures help TMJ?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, and that's another area that dentistry and plastic surgery overlap, because we frequently have patients coming in with TMJ problems. Many times it's from grinding, bruxism, as you know, which people do at nighttime usually, and they grind their teeth and those muscles on the face get really hypertrophied, and we can relax those muscles by injecting Botox or one of the similar products into those muscles. And not only can it help reduce the bite force, that force that's on their teeth and their joints, but it also can slenderize the face. So some women have a very squared face and they want to look a little more slenderized, and we can do that. And we see a lot of Asian individuals with that very boxy face, so we can help with that. And we teach the course at the Aesthetic Associates Center, so all of our staff there are trained, and they also facilitate the training for other health professionals with our Aesthetic Training Center at the one-stop shop Aesthetic Associates Center on Kensington Avenue. So a lot of different areas that we work together, Bernie, and I'm glad you brought that up, because we really love trying to, you know, collaborate on different cases. And some are challenging. Sometimes we have to do a combination of various things to get those patients looking just right. And that's the wonderful thing about being in plastic surgery and dentistry in one office setting, which we've been doing, as I mentioned before, since 1989. So it's really been tremendous. So we're just about ready to take our to close up the show. You can reach us at the Aesthetic Associates Center. If you didn't get on the air today, you can call us at 839-1700. That's 716-839-1700. You can go to 1-800-GREAT-LOOK. Also reach us at the Aesthetic Associates Center. We have people live that can answer your calls today if you like and help you set up a call for Monday. We also have myradiodoctor.com. MyRadioDoctor.com is a place where you can re-listen to the show today. So that one caller we had that was calling about his wife, in case she wasn't listening, if they want to re-listen to it, that will be listed on the air so they can hear that question again. I just want to thank Dr. Burney Eisen to be with us today from the Aesthetic Associates Center. And I'm Dr. Sam Shatkin Jr. from the Aesthetic Associates Center in Plastic Surgery and Dentistry. Listen to our show next Saturday on KBW 1520, and we'll be back at that time. Have a great week, everyone.